The MTG Times Final Fantasy Buying Map, mid-2026. What's reprinting, what's gone forever? Kenji here. One clean decision at a time, and the whole table becomes easier. As of mid-2026, The Magic, The Gathering Times Final Fantasy set, released June 13, 2025, is sold out across major distributors, but its products divide into two very different kinds of scarcity. The buying rule: treat collector product and serialized cards as buy now or hold forever, and treat play product and singles as patience rewarded. Every set has a lineage, and this one's is unusual. Released June 13, 2025, Magic's Final Fantasy collaboration became the first Universes Beyond set legal in Standard, and then the best-selling Magic set ever made. A year on, it is sold out almost everywhere. And that fact confuses buyers into paying scarcity prices for products that are not actually scarce. So before you spend, learn the single rule that separates the two. It governs everything below. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What is the MTG Times Final Fantasy set, and why does it still matter in 2026? In Magic, a Universes Beyond set brings another world's characters into the game as real, playable cards. The Final Fantasy set, released June 13, 2025, was the first of these permitted in the Standard format, the rotating competitive format, which is why it drew both players and collectors at once. It went on to become the best-selling Magic set of all time. The main set, Code Fin, holds 309 cards. Alongside, it shipped a 64-card reprint bonus sheet called Through the Ages, Code FCA, reprints of existing Magic cards reillustrated as Final Fantasy scenes, found inside play and collector boosters, not sold separately. Understanding that distinction is the beginning of understanding the whole set. The teaching here is simple. This is not a niche crossover that will quietly fade. It is a record-setting, Standard legal set with a year of demand behind it, which is exactly why its scarcity has structure worth learning. The one rule, reprinted versus never again, every Final Fantasy product falls into one of two categories, and the category, not the character on the box, decides whether you should buy now or wait. Never again, collector boosters and serialized cards. Collector boosters are the only place the serialized Golden Chocobo, numbered 177, the rarest card in the set, can appear. Wizards of the Coast does not reprint serialized content, so the supply of collector boosters is effectively fixed forever. When the sealed stock is gone, it is gone. The only future supply is someone else reselling. Patience rewarded, play boosters and most singles. Play boosters remain in print until the set rotates out of Standard, expected around 2028. That means Wizards can and does make more, restocks return, and paying a panic premium today is usually a mistake. The distilled teaching, scarcity that is permanent deserves urgency. Scarcity that is temporary deserves patience. Nearly every buying error with this set is confusing one for the other. Collector boosters, the ones that are gone forever, that is roughly a 2.6 times climb in a year, and unlike a temporary spike, this one has a structural flaw under it. Fixed supply, meeting a year of accumulated demand. What you are actually paying for is the chase. The serialized Golden Chocobo 177, the Surge Foil and Borderless treatments, and the extended art rares that only collector boosters produce at meaningful rates. Treat those as representative listings, not fixed prices. The teaching for collector product is unsentimental. If you want it sealed, the dip is not coming. Buy it because you want to own it, at a price you have decided in advance, not because you expect to flip it cheaply later. Play boosters. The ones worth waiting for a play booster is the Standard 14-card pack, and it is the product patience serves. This is the box for players and drafters. It delivers the playable set, the Through the Ages reprints, and the ordinary path to most non-serialized cards. If you missed a restock, the correct move is almost always to wait for the next one rather than pay a reseller's markup. The supply is not finished. One quiet acquisition path worth knowing. the Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrated release for Switch 2, early 2026, was reported to include a Final Fantasy Play Booster in its first-run packaging. It is a small thing, and worth confirming on the packaging before you count on it, but it is another door to a pack while the boxes are between restocks. The teaching, for anything still in print, time is on the buyer's side. Commander Dex, the cheapest way into Final Fantasy magic if you want the characters without a box price, the four Commander Dex are the on-ramp. Limit Break, Final Fantasy VII, Nea, Red Green White, led by Cloud, built around equipment and raising your creatures past 7 power. Counter Blitz, Final Fantasy X, Bant, Green White Blue. Science and Spellcraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Esper, White Blue Black. The teaching, a Commander Deck is the honest entry point. You know exactly what is inside, it plays immediately, and you are not paying for the chance at a card you may never pull. What about the December 2025 Wave Chocobo Bundle and Scene Boxes? The set story did not end at launch. On December 5, 2025, a second wave added genuinely new cards rather than reprints. The reason the set generated fresh buying decisions in 2026. The Chocobo Bundle pairs 10 play boosters with a 12-card Chocobo Booster, a foil Birds of Paradise promo, a borderline scene card, 32 full art lands, and a click wheel life counter. 4 scene boxes, Garland at the Chaos Shrine, FFI, Children of Fate, FFVIII, and boxes for FFIX and FFXV. Each holds 6 cards new to Magic that assemble into a single illustrated scene. A Final Fantasy VII Game Edition Commander Deck rounded out the wave. A caution in the archivist's spirit. Retail prices for the Chocobo Bundle and Scene Boxes have been quoted inconsistently across sellers, and I will not print a figure I cannot source to the publisher. The teaching. New content is the only honest reason to buy a year-old set at a premium. The December wave is where that reason actually lives. Myths to retire before you buy 2 misunderstandings cost buyers money on this set. Myth, Through the Ages is a separate set I need to hunt down. It is not. Through the Ages, FCA, is a 64-card reprint bonus sheet that shipped inside the original play and collector boosters. There is no separate product to chase. Opening the boosters is how you get those cards. Myth, sealed play product is as scarce as collector product. It is not. Play boosters remain in print until standard rotation, till the 2028. Collector boosters and serialized cards do not. They wear the same characters, but their supply futures are opposite. Paying a collector-level premium for play product is the most common overpay this set produces. The teaching. The box tells you the world, the format tells you the future. Confuse the two, and you will pay for scarcity that isn't there. How do you buy this set without overpaying in 2026? The buying map, distilled into moves. 1. Decide your category first. Collector serialized equals permanent scarcity. Buy at a price you set in advance or hold off. Play singles equals temporary scarcity, wait for the next restock. 2. For collector boosters, buy the sealed product only if you want to own it. Do not buy it expecting a cheaper future. Fixed supply plus record demand does not soften. 3. For play boosters, set restock alerts and wait. The presses are still running until tilde 2028. Impatience is the only thing charging you a premium. 4. For specific cards, buy the single, not the box. If you want 1 Sephiroth or 1 Kefka, the secondary single is nearly always cheaper and more certain than opening toward it. 5. For the characters, start with a Commander deck. Known price, complete deck, no lottery. The final teaching. This set is not one market but 2, wearing the same faces. Sort every purchase into the right one, and you will neither overpay for patience nor miss the things that truly will not return. Final verdict. This set is not one market but 2 wearing the same faces. Play boosters stay in print until standard rotation around 2028, temporary scarcity that restocks resolve, so wait rather than overpay. For a specific card, buy the single, not the box. Sort every purchase into permanent or temporary scarcity and you will neither overpay for patience nor miss what truly will not return. Frequently asked questions. When did the Magic: The Gathering Final Fantasy set release? The Magic: The Gathering Times Final Fantasy set released on June 13, 2025. It was the first Universes Beyond set to be legal in the standard format and became the best-selling Magic set of all time. As of mid-2026, it is roughly a year old and sold out across major distributors. Why is the Final Fantasy Collector Booster box so expensive now? Collector boosters are never reprinted by Wizards of the Coast because they contain serialized content, most notably the Golden Chocobo, numbered 177. Unlike a temporary spike, this scarcity is structural and unlikely to soften. Will Final Fantasy Magic cards be reprinted? It depends on the product. Play boosters and most non-serialized singles stay in print until the set rotates out of standard, expected around 2028, so restocks continue. Collector boosters and serialized cards like the Golden Chocobo are never reprinted, so their supply is permanently fixed. This split is the single most important thing to know before buying. What's the difference between a play booster and a collector booster? A play booster is the standard 14-card pack aimed at players and drafters. It stays in print until standard rotation, tilde 2028, and cannot contain serialized cards. A collector booster is a premium 15-card pack with higher rates of foils, extended art, and borderless cards, and it is the only pack that can contain the serialized Golden Chocobo 177. Collector boosters are never reprinted. What is the Golden Chocobo card? The Golden Chocobo is the serialized chase card of the Final Fantasy set, individually numbered 177, the rarest card in the release. It appears only in English collector boosters. Because Wizards does not reprint serialized content, it is the single biggest reason collector boosters command permanent scarcity pricing. Is the Final Fantasy Play Booster box worth buying in 2026? Because Play Boosters remain in print until tilde 2028, restocks return, so the right move is to set a stock alert and wait for one rather than pay a reseller's markup. It is the product patience rewards. What is Through the Ages and is it a separate set? Number Through the Ages, set code FCA, is a 64-card reprint bonus sheet, existing Magic cards reillustrated as Final Fantasy scenes, that shipped inside the original play and collector boosters. It is not sold as a standalone product, so there is nothing separate to hunt down. You get those cards by opening the boosters. How many cards are in the Final Fantasy Magic set? The main set, Code Fin, contains 309 cards. In addition, the Through the Ages bonus sheet, FCA, adds 64 reprint cards that appear inside boosters, and the December 2025 wave introduced further Newtomagic cards via the Chocobo bundle and scene boxes. Which Final Fantasy Commander deck should I buy? There are four. Revival Trance, FFVI, Mardu, led by Terra, Limit Break, FFVII Naya, led by Cloud Around Equipment, Counter Blitz, FFX Bant, and Science and Spellcraft, FFXIV Esper. What was added in the December 2025 Final Fantasy wave? On December 5, 2025, a second wave added new cards, not reprints. The Chocobo Bundle, 10 play boosters plus a Chocobo booster, a foil Birds of Paradise promo, a scene card, Full Art Lands, and a Click Wheel Life Counter. Four scene boxes, Garland at the Chaos Shrine, Children of Fate, and FFIX and FFXV boxes, each with six new cards, and a Final Fantasy VII Game Edition Commander deck. Should I open collector boosters or buy the single I want? If you want a specific card, buy the single. Sealed collector product is for people who want the sealed product itself, not a cheaper path to one card. Are Final Fantasy singles still going up in price? Many premium treatments have continued climbing through 2026. Ordinary non-foil playable versions are far cheaper. The steep prices are concentrated in the collector-only surge foil and borderless treatments. Can I still get Final Fantasy Play boosters anywhere else? Besides retail restocks, the Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrated Release for Nintendo Switch 2, early 2026, was reported to include a Final Fantasy Play booster in its first-run packaging. An alternate way to get a pack while sealed boxes are between restocks, though it's worth confirming on the packaging before relying on it. Otherwise, watch major retailers for Play booster restocks, which continue until /2028. Is the Final Fantasy set legal in Standard? Yes. It was the first Universes Beyond set made legal in Standard, Magic's rotating competitive format, and is expected to remain Standard legal until it rotates out around 2028. That legality is part of why demand ran so deep. The cards are usable in tournament play, not just Commander and collecting.